Now, if you're a teacher trying to figure out how to get students started on an SAE project, get the scoop from Jillian Gordon, the ag teacher at Clark Central High School in Athens, Georgia, who walks you through her process for incorporating SAE into the program.
My name is Jillian Gordon. I'm the agriculture teacher at Clark Central High School in Athens, Georgia. SAEs are something that I think as ag teachers, we always discuss them and believe how important they are in the three-circle model, but actually engaging them in an effective way for our students is sometimes difficult. At the beginning of the year, I introduce it within the first or second week of school, simply because it is something we talk about in class probably every 2 weeks and something that is worth 20% of my students' grade. And that beginning piece of us talking about it in class is really important for us to help students be successful. We spend a lot of time on the front end planning, writing goals, brainstorming, and giving different examples for what it looks like. So hopefully once we get started, the students have a little bit more smooth sailing and a little bit less questions. The way that I instruct my students on record keeping is to ensure that every week when we're entering our records in AE, I'm not only telling them, hey, you need to enter these things in there, I'm modeling it with my own sample SAE. I act as if my ag teaching job is actually my SAE and I have to enter it each week. Once we get the foundation down of how we go through it, I'll split the students up based on their category and differentiate it, since SAE is so differentiated and specific, to ensure that students that are in placement, they understand how to get their paycheck in there. Students who are entrepreneurship, we understand all the different assets and inventory that needs to be in there. And then my research students and all the other ones have their individualized inventory and record keeping, ensuring that they understand those intricacies. Some advice that I would give to other urban students who are trying to figure out their SAE is to really think outside the box. I think often if they hear about ag programs, they might go to events and see some of the star SAE winners and things like that. They think that maybe they need to go get an animal and have it in their backyard, where often they might not have a backyard, have the space to do it, their neighborhood won't let them do it, and there are so many opportunities for learning in agriculture that don't involve some of those traditional SAEs.